Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. It is Tuesday, June the 18th, 2019. All eyes are on Orlando, Florida. Getting so bright here, I had to pull the shades behind me because the sun's coming up. I didn't expect that because it's been nothing but clouds and rain here, but sunshine on the way, at least for part of the day. And, of course, on the way to Orlando is the president of the United States. He will be at the Amway Center. 22,000 folks will be in the Amway Center tonight to hear him announce his intention to run for re-election in 2020. Joining me now is Amy Kramer, the president and founder of Women for Trump. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Great to be on with you.
Great to have you here. One of the things, one of the knocks on this president by his critics is that, you know, Donald Trump isn't liked by women. You know, he's too crass. He's too vulgar. He's too Trump, frankly. Tell me why you support Donald Trump and why your organization, Trump for Women, has been so successful.
Well, I support Donald Trump because his policies are good for me and my family. I mean, look at what he's doing. I'm concerned about national security. I'm concerned about jobs and the economy. And the jobs and the economy, I mean, this economy's on fire. And he is, you know, he's trying to do his best to secure that border. We need to know who's coming in and going out of this country. And he made these promises when he ran for office, and it should be no surprise to anyone that he's doing these things. It's promises made, promises kept. And I, like many women, care about those issues. And as I've traveled across this country, that's why women love him, because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
Now, and, let me ask you this.
And I will tell you, go ahead.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, wherever I travel in this country and I talk to a lot of different people, I talk to Republicans and Democrats and independents alike, and I have not myself personally talked to anyone who voted for Trump who said, gosh, I'm sorry I did that. I wish I hadn't. I don't meet people who say, gosh, I just wish Hillary Clinton were president. I don't. I'm not saying that to be sarcastic. I'm saying that because it's true. And I wonder, I look at all this polling. Donald Trump's being beat by Joe Biden by 15 points and 20 points. You know, and I talk to Democrats who say Joe Biden, you know, he's okay, but there's no enthusiasm for him. I mean, Joe Biden struggles to fill a diner. Donald Trump's going to fill the Amway Center. I mean, honestly, he is. So I wonder what you make of the polling. I mean, because it's far worse for the president today than it was even back in 2015, it looks like. What are your thoughts?
You mean, Steve, those same polls that said Hillary Clinton was going to win?
Yeah, those polls.
I mean, yeah, exactly. You know, my own hubby told me, I don't know, a number of years ago, it was before President Trump was running, but he told me he used to lie to the pollers. And I got so mad at him because I said, you shouldn't do that. It makes them inaccurate and blah, blah, blah. Well, obviously, he wasn't the only one lying to the pollsters. We saw it back in 2016, and there were these secret, you know, closet people that supported President Trump. I think we have more of that even now. I think they hate the press so much. They hate being told what they should do. We're tired of being shamed for our votes. That's what they're trying to do to women, is shame us for our votes. And I don't believe any of these polls. I personally think that President Trump is going to win by a landslide. As we go across the country, the one thing I hear, especially from women, the more he fights back and pushes back on the establishment, the more that they love him. I cannot tell you how many Democrats, how many people in the past, I don't know, week have come to me, because we're focused on a race, a special election in North Carolina, so we've been all over that state. How many people have come up and said to us, you know what? I have been a lifelong Democrat, and for the first time in my life, I voted for a Republican.
Donald, I hear that,
Trump,
too.
And I am so glad I did.
You know, and one of the big issues that seems to be separating the pack is this whole idea that somehow it's morally okay to terminate a child in the third trimester. And that's one of the big dividers in this election cycle, because I have Catholic friends, for example, who said if the Democratic nominee ultimately says that third trimester abortions are okay, they won't vote for that person. I think it's a huge issue that people are not paying enough attention to. Now, let me ask you something. Amy Kramer here, the president and founder of Women for Trump. Now, I heard not that long ago, Amy, that women who vote for Trump, and I just want to know if this is true for you, women that vote for Trump were told to do so by their husbands. So does your husband just crack the whip around the house and tell you who you need to vote for? How's that work?
Oh, yeah, right. No, as a matter of fact, in my house, I was on board with President Trump from the get-go, and my other family members were not. They were on board with President or with Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz. No, it's so bogus. I mean, we do what we want to do, and it's absurd. Look, the left is looking for every reason they can why Hillary Clinton lost. And to explain it, they can't get over it. That's why those women marched in the streets the day after his inauguration with their pink hats, because they were mad. They could not get past Hillary losing. They haven't gotten over it today, and they're not going to get over it no matter what. Every time they look at this president, they see what could have been. So we just need to stay focused on the job ahead of us, and that is reelecting this president and taking that gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hands. But women, we're strong, we're independent, and we're not going to back down. And there are more women out there supporting this president, I believe, than ever before. I even believe that some of those women that marched in the streets with their pink hats will vote for Donald Trump. They'll just tell their friends that they hate him because it's so in vogue to hate this president.
And right, it's
high
trendy.
High school cliquish.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to put it. High school cliquish and trendy. Amy, I think you nailed it
right
there. By the way, I can hear the train rolling in. That could be the Trump train coming into Orlando. Amy, great having you here today. The president and founder of Women for Trump, the big Trump rally, of course, getting underway. 8 o'clock, the president expected to speak. Thank you, Amy, for being here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And the people are descending on Orlando from all over the country, all around the world. We saw news crews from France and South Korea and all over, in fact, Chinese news crews as well. This is a big announcement, a big rally, 22,000 strong inside the Amway Center expected, tens of thousands more outside. Our special coverage live from Orlando will continue. Sean Spicer on the way. Don't go anywhere.